Joe Biden to continue resettling Afghans in U.S. despite vetting failure. By John Binder on March 7, 2022. President Joe Biden will continue resettling Afghans in American communities at least through August, even as the federal government admits that its vetting protocols failed to properly vet tens of thousands already resettled in the United States. A State Department official told Bloomberg News that Biden is looking to bring thousands more Afghans to the U.S. for resettlement over the next 6 months. Currently, there are some 100,000 Afghans who have sought entry to the U.S. but who remain in Afghanistan. The administration is setting up a new resettlement site in Northern Virginia where about 2,000 Afghans a month will be bused from Dulles International Airport after arriving primarily from bases in Qatar. To date, Biden has resettled 85,000 Afghans in American communities across 46 states since mid-August 2021. That resettlement failed to properly vet Afghans against counterterrorism databases, the Department of Defense's Inspector General revealed last month. As of November 2021, the report states 50 Afghans already in the U.S. have been flagged for significant security concerns. Most of the unvetted Afghans flagged for possible terrorism ties have since disappeared in the U.S. in one instance. Only 3 of 31 Afghans flagged months ago for security concerns could be located. The resettlement was first authorized by 49 House and Senate Republicans, who joined Democrats in September 2021 to fund the resettlement to the sum of $6.4 billion. Then, in December 2021, 20 House and Senate Republicans helped Democrats pass an additional $7 billion in funds to ramp up the endless Afghan migration. Refugee contractors, the non-governmental organizations, NGOs, that rely on American taxpayer money to resettle refugees across the U.S. annually, secured billions as a result of the funding measures. Every 5 years, refugee resettlement costs taxpayers nearly $9 billion. Over the course of a lifetime, taxpayers pay about $133,000 per refugee. And within 5 years of resettlement, roughly 16% will need taxpayer-funded housing assistance. Over the last 20 years, nearly a million refugees have been resettled in the nation, more than double that of residents living in Miami, Florida. And it would be the equivalent of annually adding the population of Pensacola, Florida. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.